Live from the top of the Empire State Building. Get ready for the everyday entrepreneur experience. Sit back and crank up the volume. You're now listening to the Pest Equity Podcast.
Welcome all and welcome back to another great episode of Pest Equity Business Podcast. I'm your host, Vinny E. On today's episode, we're going to discuss and deep dive into the world of search engine optimization. What is needed, what is not. How to get better findability to your website and convert prospects into clients. So the question came in, and the question is, how can our small business possibly compete against brands, major media companies, and other big players in Google search results? Thank you for the question. And if anyone else has a question, feel free, hit us up. PestEquityPodcast@gmail.com. You can also DM me on Instagram. Shout out to all my Instagram peoples. Okay, so getting to the question, how can your small business possibly compete against the brands, companies, and bigger players? Well, the first thing you need to do is see which organic keywords actually drive conversions. Replace not provided with actual keywords and monitor their specific performance metrics in Google Analytics. Stop flying blind on essential SEO insights. Now, one of the fundamental advantages of internet marketing and search engine optimization specifically is that it can empower businesses of all sizes to compete more effectively, lowering the impact of budget differentials. Small to medium-sized businesses or enterprises should aim to gain ground on larger competitors in the same digital space and maximize the opportunity of being a smaller entity online. On this episode, we're going to take a practical look at SEO for small businesses and ways we can punch above the big boys. Let's start off by becoming the expert voice in your niche. As a small to medium business, you have an ideal chance to position your expertise at the forefront of your business through yourself and other key staff. Within the online community, you are able to provide a credible, trusted and real-world face to an often colder perceived online approach of many of the bigger brands. So smaller entities are frequently seen as already being closer to their audience. So when small to medium businesses are able to pivot, identify, nurture, and share their offline ways of operating online, the rewards can be vast. There are a few advantages that a small to medium business has over a larger company. Let me get into that. First, less red tape and internal barriers to get access to the conversation sooner. Second, established people. Oriented ways of working are often required for smaller brands to function. Genuine experience offline inside the community can be adapted for online gains. Real opinion and opportunities for open commentary sharing and the ability to adapt approaches and take increased risks with data-supported trial and error. It is increasingly challenging for larger entities to have an authentic voice within the online community. And this provides a fantastic route to market small to medium businesses. You got to do the basics well. I appreciate that basics can have numerous connotations. However, for small businesses, search engine optimization always keeps the focus on the fundamentals for success. Your time, resource, and budget may place limitations and experimentations, so ensure you have places emphasize on the known factors that impact search engine optimization and your website visitor successes. Don't get lost on vanity metrics or measurements of success that prevent you from investing those gains into more search engine optimization and digital marketing. There are many basics to prioritize, and they will differ depending on your starting point for search engine optimization, but keep it simple and consider this. Access to key content. How easily can people find, digest, and convert from your content cornerstones? The user experience. How fast does your content load? And are there any unnecessary distractions preventing the user from moving forward? The technical barriers. Do you make it easy for search engines to understand, index, and rank your content? Page understanding. How can you reinforce the topic of the content and strengthen the signals you are sending to search engines based on headings, URLs, internal links, and other signals on the page? Content hierarchy. Now, when you look at your website navigation and supporting content access elements, sub-navigations, footers, etc., how intuitively and easily can someone get to your most important pages? Mixed content types. Do you make it easy for your content to rank for all types of relevant search results? Meaning, for example, your images, videos, etc. Comprehensive content coverage. Can somebody have a thorough and complete understanding of a topic without leaving your page? Are there better examples of content available that logically should perform better than yours? The local advantage. Can you leverage your location to enhance your claim to search engine optimization success? Greater than other national, regional, or even global brands? These are all questions that you truly need to answer if you want to dominate the search engine optimization of your website. Let's get into authority building with credible content creation. Smaller businesses tend to have a thorough understanding of their audience. When this is combined with search engine optimization and an evidence-led mindset for content building, it can support substantial marketing benefits. The creation of high-performance digital content doesn't have to be fully reliant on the business or only available through outsourcing to an agency. Often there are combinations of both to explore to provide maximum capturing of the moment without overstretching resources or budget, but making the most out of both. Once you have committed to a content plan, you will want to focus on the value to your audience versus the commercial value to your business. And from there, adjust the course as you go to get this balance correct. Typically, credible, authoritative content will have the following: inherent and tangible merit to the audience, standalone purpose, and increased usefulness above competing examples, opinion, data, and a unique insight closely matching your expertise and niche, public relation and media value, especially for local publications, strong trusted authorship within the content ideation and creation, layers of impact for multiple persona types, mixed content repurposing to target various user preferences, and easy to access, digest, and well-promoted messaging. So to begin with, I'd suggest your first key content item are created based on the areas you are best known for within your business niche. Consider the factors that require your company service or offering the most, and why people will come to you versus the competition. From here, you can make use of this meaningful differentiation and impart many of your lessons and advice into a truly valuable content asset that can repeatedly work hard for your link and authority building exercises. Great content requires expertise, energy, plus ongoing effort to generate the optimum potential from it. Again, leverage local optimization. To punch above your weight in search engine optimization, you need to get every ounce of value from the time you invest online. Local optimization for small to medium businesses will always offer a chance to increase your return on investment. The reason behind this is that you have a legitimate claim to your local community, and in many cases, a more genuine claim to this visibility than other competing sites, regardless of the scale. You will not likely find an SEO post for small to medium businesses which does not factor in local search engine optimization. And that's because it works. There are core activities you can take to make progress on local SEO for small businesses. Claiming, maintaining, and sharing updates on your Google Business Profile, creating location landing destinations on your website, rich with local content, seeding into your services, local updates and associated information, being active with local media and publications, running location-based marketing programs and incentive schemes, generating local reviews, testimonials, and case studies, actively be present in your community websites, forums, plus questions and answer sources, sharing your expertise and opinion on main social media channels, using local business schema where relevant. Think of it, you want to become the problem solver. One thing that is ever present in all industries is the need for people to have their questions answered, plus their pain points addressed. Prioritizing problem solving is a common tactic that helps bring the business in front of their audience online at periods when they are needed the most. As a monthly, ideally weekly exercise, take a deep dive into your Google Search Console data and find all the terms that include who, what, why, where, when, and how. Then consider related pain point queries, such and phrases including issue, problem, and more. You can then add to this location triggers, cost, price, and other areas such as evaluation and comparison type terms. You will likely discover many new terms and topic areas your audience is seeking advice and opportunities to position yourself and your small to medium business at the forefront of answering them. This type of value-based support and audience-aware content creation can provide layers of value and business impact online. Lots of the rich content you create with this approach will have layers of potential. For example, you can create a community hub to house FAQ content. From this hub, you can build destinations or content that has a broader appeal to your audience and delivers traffic and conversions to your site. You can promote and share this content socially and on external sites and snippets to help solve repeat audience questions and drive fresh links to your content. The content can be repurposed in other content types, such as video and image content, enabling ranking and SEO gains in new search verticals. As visibility grows, you will attract many new and unanswered queries that fuel the cycle above. You can always add to the queries by completing competitor content gap analysis in their question and answer visibility, and by using free tools such as Answer the Public. So smaller companies have a great opportunity to outpunch their perceived weight online. By focusing on the five key areas discussed in this episode and following up with the suggested tactics supporting these, you will be able to grow your small or medium business search engine optimization success in a meaningful and value-based way. So what matters when it comes to SEO? Is it all about the links? Does the URL structure really matter? What exactly is meta description anyway? Do you need to crank out a 2,000-word blog post 4 times a day? Before diving into the more technical aspects of SEO, I'm going to answer the most asked questions about it. The first question is SEO dead? Yes, it's completely dead. Our jobs are over. You should just quit now. I'm kidding, mostly. I'd argue that SEO is consistently dying repeatedly. Think of it like Bill Murray in Groundhog's Day. As the strategies we've come to know and love are replaced by newer, more effective strategies, SEO best practices die and new ones are reborn. So while it isn't dead, SEO is always changing. If you want to succeed at search engine optimization, you've got to be willing to roll with the punches. So the question in the room is, what is the most important SEO factors? There isn't one golden SEO factor that outranks all the others, but one of the most common answers you'll get in SEO is, well, it depends. This must be frustrating, but it is the truth. Do links matter? Yes. Do you have to have links to rank? Probably, but not necessarily. Does content length matter? Yes, but a crappy long post won't outrank a short, amazing post. I mean, I could go on and on, but I think you guys get the point. How long does SEO take to work? Well, it depends. Sorry. Only Google knows exactly how its algorithm works. They do release updates, and there are a few lists out there of the most crucial ranking factors. But the truth is, the SEO takes as long as it takes. That might be weeks or even months, depending on your strategy. If someone else does something just a tiny bit better, you might get bumped off the top of the SERPs. What is the difference between on-page SEO and off-page SEO? Well, on-page SEO refers to changes you make on the site you own that impact SEO. For example, adding an XML sitemap to boost your SEO. Off-page SEO refers to SEO strategies that happen off your website, such as building links to pillar content. Link building. Is it hard? Can I just buy links? I mean, you could. You could also run your hand through a blender. No one is going to stop you. Rather than buying links, I recommend studying and building your own links. SEO factors that rule today and beyond. Now that we've covered the basics, you are ready to get your hands dirty. Keep in mind that SEO trends change constantly, and what works now might not work in a few months. Relevant, optimized content wins every time. There are a ton of technical SEO factors, site structure, anchor text, URL structure, and so forth. Those details matter, but the backbone of SEO is high quality, optimized content. If you get that right, the rest of SEO will be much easier. If you want to crack the first page on Google, you need relevant, well-optimized content that earns links. What do you mean by high-quality content, you must be asking? Here are a few things to keep in mind when developing your content. Keywords are still critical, but context matters more. Google crawlers now analyze the context and look for related secondary keywords that share the searcher's intent. Include clear, keyword-rich titles, meta descriptions, alternative attributes, H1 tags, and URLs. These factors tell Google that your site is relevant. From research, I found that the amount of content necessary for the page to be satisfying depends on the topic and purpose of the page. In short, ensure that all the content you produce is written for humans first and optimized for Google second. Metadata matters. Metadata is the title and lines of the text that show up on the search result pages. For example, if you Google, "Who killed Carol Baskin's husband?" Here's the metadata you'll see. Metadata tells the user what they can expect to find if they click on the page. Optimizing your metadata is pretty simple. Include relevant but not repetitive keywords and variations in the title and description. Keep it short, but not too short. Google cuts off meta descriptions around 160 characters, so aim for less than that. Be clear and concise so users know what to expect. Think of metadata as ads for your content. Why should users click? What can you tell them? Use the meta to encourage clicks, which will drive traffic, which will lead to more traffic. Back to the links for a second. Links matter, but links have a critical aspect of SEO as long as Google has existed. Essentially, links work as votes telling Google that other sites think your content is useful and relevant. The more high-quality, relevant links you acquire, the higher your site will likely rank for related key terms. So in short, links are still fundamental to SEO, but quality matters more than quantity. If you invest in link building as part of your SEO efforts, target links from high authoritative, high traffic websites. User experience impacts rankings. User experience plays a substantial role in how well websites will rank on Google. However, user experience depends on a ton of factors like site infrastructure and layout, content, and so forth, making it hard to measure. If you want to win at SEO, user experience should be a top priority. I'm going to give you a few best practices to follow. In short time, on page and CTR are high, and the bounce rate is low. These signals are not direct ranking factors, but optimizing your site for high engagement can help indirectly. Happy users, happy Google. Make your site easy to navigate. Improve your website's navigation to make sure users quickly Google said way and find the page that they are looking for. The simpler, the better. Approach works perfectly here. Navigation bars, drop-down manuals, internal links, and a site search will help. Here's a big one. Site speed matters a lot. In an ideal world, your site should load in less than 2 seconds. Image compression, code and structure optimizations, and faster servers will help. Start with Google's Page Speed Insight tool to see where you stand. As Google becomes smarter, user experience is likely to play an even more important role in the future. So now is the time to learn the basics and implement best practices on your website. Let's get into the mobile matters more than before. Back in 2018, Google moved to mobile-first indexing, which means that search engines use mobile versions of your site to rank your sites in their results. Google's move makes sense because more than 50% of traffic worldwide is generated from a mobile device. You're probably asking, what does that mean for SEO? Well, first, Google suggests investing in responsive design, which the majority of us are on a responsive design by now. You need to make your content consistent across desktop and mobile devices and ensure your site loads fast on both mobile and desktop. You need to up your mobile game or your site to languish at the bottom of Google search results. Don't ignore voice search. When it comes to voice, there's a lot of conflicting information out there. Google said way back in 2016 that voice searches made up around 20% of all searches performed in the Google app. Today, over a quarter of all Americans own a smart speaker, yet 72% of marketers have no plans to optimize for voice search. Does voice search matter? It sure does. Voice search has been growing in popularity and will likely continue to do so. It shouldn't be your number one SEO priority, but it does make sense to start optimizing for voice search. You heard it here first. Here's why. Most of the voice search optimization strategies make sense for cinematic search. Here are a few steps to help you optimize your website for voice search. Use natural language and content and answer questions. Optimize for featured snippets. Create and mark up FAQ pages. Use questions and answer schemas. Voice search optimization is not a must-have right now, but voice search optimizations make sense for Google in general and may give you a leg up in the future. Here are 3 tips for actually succeeding in SEO. There are 2 types of SEO advice, the technical stuff I covered above, and then there are the core principles of SEO. The technical stuff will change, but these SEO tips stand the test of time. If it seems shady, it probably will burn you. You might have heard of the black hat, white hat, and gray hat SEO. Black hat SEO refers to practices that are totally against Google's terms of service, like building 10 sites and interlinking them to make Google think your crappy Bitcoin sites are legit. This is where the acronym PBN comes into play. Then there is a gray hat, which may not be technically wrong, but walks a thin gray line. White hat is above the board, totally legit SEO. Some have argued convincingly, however, that white hat isn't really a thing anymore. A lot of SEO pros walk that gray hat line, and a lot of them get burned. If you want to succeed in SEO, you need to do things the right way. If something feels off, like buying or selling links, it's probably going to burn you and torpedo your site. Trust me, it's not worth the long-term risk. Read real experts. There's a lot of SEO experts. Some of them claim to get you the top page of Google guaranteed. Others don't actually do SEO, but write about it a lot. Follow the real SEO experts and take the others' advice with a grain of salt. What works for an e-commerce site in tech isn't necessarily going to work for a restaurant supply store. Pay attention to what comes from Google, directly from Google. So you want to test again. SEO is all about figuring out what works for your website and your industry based on your unique landscape. The only way to figure that out is to test and keep testing over and over again. Remember, all your work may go to waste if Google's latest algorithm update changes things or if your competitor does something new. Testing is an external part of any successful SEO strategy, in my opinion. SEO is ever-evolving. Every SEO professional will love to find the magic formula that rockets their websites to the top of the SERPs and keep them there forever. Unfortunately, SEO doesn't work that way. There are rules and best practices, but the core of SEO is about figuring out what works for your site or client and then changing it when it stops working. So, some advice: keep a close eye on your competitors, follow best practices, and test. I want to thank you all for tuning in to another great episode of Pest Equity Business Podcast. Again, if you have a question, comment, concern, feel free to hit us up, pestequitypodcast@gmail.com. I want to thank all our followers on Instagram. I want to thank all our new followers on Instagram. If you haven't, like, comment, tag us, share the page, and we will see you all on the next episode. God bless.
Thank you for tuning in to another great episode of the Pest Equity Podcast. Be sure to share, like, and subscribe. Follow us on Instagram at Pest Equity Podcast and join the Facebook group. Have a question or topic for the show? Shoot us an email at pestequitypodcast@gmail.com.